This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Development. We don't have any of that here. We're all developed very nicely. Thank you very much. The DJV program with highly developed, I'm talking about her mind, Jennifer Horn, highly developed mind of Victoria Keelan, and the highly developed mind of Kara Schillen, along with my partially developed
overdeveloped
mind. Here we are. Yes. Monday, the 22nd of April. Let's see, it's Earth Day. It's the day after Easter, the day after this horror show in Sri Lanka. And a lot of focus today on climate change. All right, Jennifer, where are we starting?
Well, you know, we could start with all of that stuff, but why not talk about the latest latest part of the story with Michael Avenatti? This story keeps getting more and more wild. Michael Avenatti has been accused of a lot of things. Remember, he was accused of taking money from one of his mentally disabled, I think physically disabled clients. Mentally compromised clients, I guess maybe might be the way to put it, in addition to charges of trying to shake down the Nike Corporation. Well, now, over the weekend, the celebrity lawyer, former lawyer of Stormy Daniels, has now been accused of embezzling $2 million after he struck a settlement for the former girlfriend of NBA player Hassan Whiteside. He was the attorney for Alexis Gardner, who is 27, and he negotiated a $3 million deal for the actress and barista. There's a lot of that in California, by the way. Actress slash barista. $2.75 million of which Miami Heat player, Hassan Whiteside, wired to a trust account set up by Avenatti in January of 2017. Now, according to bank records and an April 10th indictment, Avenatti was supposed to get $1 million of that in legal fees, but he didn't tell Gardner about the payment and misrepresented the terms of her agreement with Whiteside. Now, prosecutors allege in the incident that he instead funneled $2.5 million into the bank account of a law firm owned by an associate so he could buy a share of a small private jet. Now, we've heard he was taking money to put money into this jet all along. He told Gardner that Whiteside's first payment was for legal fees, but that she would receive monthly installments over the next 8 years. He made 11 transfers to her, totaling $194,000 before the money just dried up and went away in June of 2018. Both Whiteside and Gardner confirmed the settlement in a statement. Avenatti pushed back on the accusation, saying that he did not act illegally or inappropriately, but this seems to be his MO. He would get his clients a settlement. He would have that settlement wired into his account. He would use that money for whatever he wanted, and then either he'd pay small amounts back to his clients, or he would just lie and say that corporations or whoever was on the other side of the settlement refused to pay. So there's definitely kind of an MO established in all of these stories that we're hearing about Michael Avenatti.
What a scumbag.
He really is.
He really is. Yeah. I don't think there's another word for him.
Yeah, no. He's really a bad guy. Bad guy. Today, the Sri Lanka thing, I don't know what we... The Sri Lanka, it is what it is.
They just found another bomb, by the way.
Yeah.
Thankfully, police found it and were able to blow it up so no one was hurt, but it was found in a van outside of another church in Sri Lanka.
Okay. Other than having the information, which we've had now for 24 hours plus, what do we do with this? We know that the world is full of people who don't like other people for whatever the reason. But in terms of discussion, this program is a discussion program, and I'm disgusted, but I don't know that I want to lead a discussion about it. I think maybe we better spend some of our time, if you don't mind me suggesting it, talking about solving climate change, if in fact, because today's Earth Day, are these sorts of things that are you as parents, as you send your children off to school, do you think that this should be a mainstay of conversation in class? I was talking earlier about what happened when I was teaching school. We would coordinate our lessons for the day. It was just when Earth Day was starting when I was teaching, and this was in the early 1970s. Math people, English people, social studies people, obviously science, all of the disciplines would get together. We'd start talking with the students about what the situation was, and it was approached much differently then. There was no political advocacy. It was just information. And most of the kids were awestruck by the way the information was presented. They didn't know it. They weren't thinking about it. And they became appreciative, I think that's probably the best word, of the info that we had. Now today we think about lots of things, cars and how they're powered. We were talking about that. My children, my daughter and I were talking about this yesterday. She has a diesel-powered Volkswagen, which they think they can keep until Miles is old enough to drive. I get the biggest
kick
out of that. And then, you know, they want to have an electric car. If I could find an electric car that I felt comfortable see, that's the big thing that the industry faces, and it's something that they're dealing with. I don't want an electric car now because I don't trust that it isn't going to run out of fuel. Or let's say at the spur of the moment, I am driving an electric car and I decide I want to go to New York, or I want to go to Maine, or I want to go someplace, and, you know, I don't necessarily have to be conscious today of where to go, look up where you can get it charged, et cetera, et cetera. In 5-10 years, I don't think that'll be a problem. I think every service station will have some way you can plug the car in to get it lubed up, juiced up enough so you can keep going. And cars will be able to go 450 miles, I think, in a few years. But still, that's a way, that's an approach. There are other things that just on top of the mind that are not political that are worth thinking about. I mean, I think about it all the time on the farm. We're going to put solar power on not only the new buildings that I'm building for the grow, but I'm also putting it on all the other buildings that are there so that we not only will be completely independent, but we'll be providing electricity for other people. I think that's a very productive way to do this because we can do it on the land and on the buildings with no negative impact. They're actually making solar arrangements for farms now that cows can graze under the, it was kind of cool if you see the pictures of how it works. But there are a lot of things to do. I would probably not do windmills because I think at the moment they're unsightly. And I don't know how somebody's going to figure out how to make them not as unsightly. It's kind
of
like.
Didn't you say they also kill a lot of birds?
They do kill a lot of birds, yeah. There's no negative impact that I can see from using solar power. Some people in the neighborhood think they're ugly. I don't think that that's, are they? What do you, up and down the Mass Turnpike, you see them all over the place, and they were just on land that wasn't being used for anything else. So it's a productive use of the land that isn't being used. I mean, there are all kinds of other things you can do. I don't believe in the guilt trip, though, that a lot of the environmental yayas are all about. It's, oh, if we don't do this, it's, That never motivates anybody. I don't think it does anyway. You ladies agree or disagree that negative motivation doesn't get us anywhere. Talk about how it's going to help. Talk about how it's going to do good. And then let's motivate people that way rather than, oh, you guys, you're guilty of this and you're horrible and you're bad. Now, get lost with that. I'm not motivated by that. I'm kind of interested in some of the pictures of flying cars, though. Remember the Jetsons? Some of the flying cars that are being developed. I was thinking also.
We can't probably put Miles in California. I don't know how we're going to fly them. It's,
yeah.
That's what Miles will be really wanting when he's 17
right,
or 18.
Flying car. Yeah, yeah, right. They have a flying car.
Not a leftover diesel.
Diesel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's funny, though, is that they were thinking that way. I just find it amusing. So if you're, let's move on to other things that are of interest in import here. Your dinner options. How about your food from yesterday? You're still probably chewing out. You probably got candy around. You'll have leftovers for a couple of days. And then you go back to your old habit of ordering food that was, we had actually, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday night, Megan and Matthew and Miles and I had some of the best, I think it's Thai food. We were gone all afternoon, so they said we'd go back at 7 o'clock, they'd order in. And it was actually pretty good. Most of the order of stuff that I've ever encountered has not been that great. And I think that's why one of the reasons, anyway, that Martha Stewart's doing so well with this Martha and Marley Spoon thing, because the idea of sending full-sized meals that are fresh, the ingredients come to your door. I think every week, if I'm not mistaken, they send you things that are as fresh as could be. And because I'm so happy to be talking about something like this, it's so good, healthy choices, good fresh food, the farm angle. Let's see if we can't do something that's good for everybody. There are all kinds of creative meals you can put together. The suggestions are myriad of suggestions. They've got a huge cookbook that's supplied by Martha Stewart. Martha and Marley Spoon. You want to be a part of their free taste test? They'll give you 3 free meals to check out for yourself. If you're one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. Great food. The results of this, I think you'll find, be very satisfactory. I have. We've started using them. FORK. Text the word FORK to 246-810. And the food comes right to your door. Get your free meals now. Figure it all out. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD super formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD super formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD super formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jennifer, I wanted to spend a moment talking about this story from Marin County, where the school board has decided to change the name of the Dixie School District to something that is less offensive. And I looked at this and I thought, these people are crazy. Californians are nuts. They voted to rename this district because they were concerned about the word Dixie being tied to the Confederacy and slavery. What, are you nuts?
Sounds
Dixie
about right.
Cups. Huh?
Right. Right, yeah.
Dixie, the Dixie Chicks. What is the matter with these people? I just can't believe that
they're
getting
better to do.
That's a
loaded question in California. Yeah, that's part of it. They're redoing sex ed curriculum as well in California schools. If I told you some of the stuff that they were trying to do in the schools when it comes to sex ed, it's like we have all of these problems, homeless, unaffordable housing. We have all of these issues. We're being taxed out of the state, yet we're going after these stupid,
plus what the
really
kids are learning. What are the kids learning in school? What's the curriculum all about? What are they learning about their world and science and stuff instead of this kind of nonsense? Good God, get a life, you jerkle burgers. 21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There is a train that's headed straight to heaven's gate.
In the streets and swallows everything it meets. It's just an image often seen on television.
This is an old recording. Obviously Johnny Cash been dead for 10 years or more. I don't remember when he died, but it's been 10 years anyway. Sheryl Crow is how we started the release of Redemption Day, lead single from her forthcoming album due out later this summer. It's a duet with Johnny Cash, who recorded the song toward the end of his life. It sounds like it. You can hear it in his voice. His music at the end was pretty somber, pretty heavy, and not that we don't need to have some reflective time. I think we all need to sometimes be a little more reflective, in fact, of issues. Johnny Cash heard this song first in 2003, and he approached Sheryl Crow about the song's lyrics, and then he recorded it. His version released on his American 6 Ain't No Grave album in 2010, after he had died. The video shows Crow on a piano singing the song in a field, while images of the Holocaust and war and genocide and racial tensions appear from news coverage. Archival video footage Cash also included in his version. Crow explained the video's message, quote, "The idea behind the video is every decision that we make as a people or as a person, our children are right behind us." She added, "I witnessed the Vietnam War, I witnessed nightly news and Walter Cronkite, people coming home in body bags and the flag draped over them. I wore the POW bracelet. I was 7. I didn't know really what it meant. Our children witness history. They witness all of that. The biggest informant of our children and the way they see the world is us, and that's the whole idea behind the video." Okay, I understand that, and I understand that these are serious messages, and I don't know that there's a better way to present them. I just know that I am taken back by how somber it is. And the world, you know, in a sense, is a very somber place. We all try here to make the best of it every day and to look on the bright side of things or kind of look through the ugliness to the better side. This is, you know, you look at some of the things going on around the world. Ukraine, by the way, just got a new president in the election yesterday, and he's a guy who was an actor who's never been in politics before.
he's the comedian, president, right, who plays the president
right,
on
television.
One of his roles.
Yeah. But if you know what, if you understand what's happened at the hands of the Russians in that country, it's horrible. And
best
then you go back over this, yeah, I mean,
he's
back
got a lot
to talk
of,
about,
yeah, that's a uphill
about,
battle.
About what Putin is doing and what a no good bastard he is. Somebody should just throw him off of a cliff. But yeah, we go back to the Vietnam War. We had no business being there. You know, we can talk about the Middle East and what our interests were served, but there is such horror in the world, and yet there is such beauty. There is such a dichotomy. And yes, focusing on violence and the reality of some parts of the world is okay. It's not entertainment. I don't see it as entertainment. I certainly say, I don't see Game of Thrones as entertainment with the amount of horror that's in there. But, you know, look beyond it. And let's see if we can't find things that are not hurtful that we can use as a way to demonstrate to our children and grandchildren this is the way the world ought to be. Food for Thought, 28 after here on the DJV program.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter unlimited buy three, get three free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the buy three, get three free at Toploss.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big buy three, get three sale at Toploss.com. That's Toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There seems to be a growing interest among Democrats in Congress in pursuing possible impeachment of President Trump. More lawmakers are now agreeing with New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who says the Mueller investigation's final report shows sufficient evidence of obstruction.
If proven, some of this would be impeachable, yes.
All right,
obstruction of justice, if proven, would be impeachable.
And you're going to go about to see if you can prove it?
Well, we're going to see where the facts lead us.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Republican Senator Mike Lee says impeachment would be a big mistake. On CBS's Face the Nation, Lee of Utah said the Mueller report provides no evidence of collusion or obstruction. The death toll now near 300 from yesterday's bombings at several sites in Sri Lanka. The nation's police chief reportedly issued an alert weeks ago saying that suicide bombers had plans to attack prominent churches. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're going to be talking about that, Victoria. Now I'm going to cry. 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Kara and Victoria. Jennifer has gone. We were just talking about dogs. How wonderful. Yesterday, walking around the farmer's market over on the corner of Melrose in Orlando. Brendan and I like to go there. We usually bring Miles with us on Sunday morning, but Miles had gone to Easter, so Brendan and I just went over and spent an hour or so talking about things that it's amazing how it is as an adult. I relate much more to Brendan than I did when he was a kid. Even though he was a fabulous kid, it's funny how, I don't know, I have such a great respect for him. I think I told you he was writing as one of the staff writers on a show that's on CBS. And he's very involved in what's going on the farm, and he's getting married, and it's just, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, this kid yesterday was riding his bicycle on the farm. And it just seems like, I look at Miles, and you all do the same thing with your children and your grandchildren. You look at them and you think, or maybe even individually, all of us. I mean, I have been reliving a lot of things for whatever the reason in the last few months that bring me back to my childhood, and it doesn't seem like a flash in the pan. Sometimes it seems like a long time. Sometimes it doesn't seem like much time at all, and reminds me of a post that I saw on Facebook. One of my friends put up this new controversial theory, Victoria. Everything around us is so intricate, and how the universe and how a universal mind or intelligence has planned for all of our destinies. There's a new theory suggesting that time doesn't pass and that everything is present. In other words, the linear thinking is, according to research that's been done, that there's a dimensional argument for space-time to be now and the future at once. If that doesn't send your mind into some place that it's never been
before. That's a wormhole,
before.
Yeah.
You talk about Star Trek and warp speed and all that other stuff. According to this theory, everything that has happened and everything that will happen is, in fact, occurring at this very moment in time as it's positioned in space. And this is a theory by a fellow named Bradford Scow, who's professor of philosophy at MIT, indicates that if we were to look down on the universe from above, we would actually observe time and events spreading out in all directions. And trying to figure out what that means, I guess the suggestion is that time as we know it is of no value. Time is only for us our convenience, like, you know, I say 34 after the hour or whatever it is, but it doesn't mean anything in the universe because, I don't know, is it that there's so much time there or that it doesn't mean it? I mean, it's so hard because we build our lives around time. How is it? How can you tell us metaphorically that there's no time? But yet that's what this new proposal is, that we are a part of whatever is flowing down the river of time, like a ship sailing through the sea of time. And so it's called objective becoming. Wrap your mind around that. There's a book this guy's writing about time. And this will be, you talk about the science fiction shows that are on TV now.
Yeah.
We'll get a hold of this theory. And apparently, it means that once something has occurred, it continues to occur somewhere else in space-time. I was thinking about Albert Einstein. This would be a good something to talk to Uri Geller about. How does time pass? We think about it at the end of the day. We're tired. We go to bed, right? That's how we pass our time, by working, by loving, by eating, by sleeping, by sometimes worrying. That's a waste of time. I mean, really, when you get right down to it. Professor Scow, says that time does pass, but not the way you think it does. I'm taking a quote out of the book. The block universe theory says you spread out in time something like the way you spread out in space. So this is where the theory of life after death comes from as well. I think, you look down on, what was it we were talking about, the black hole a couple of weeks ago, and the difference between a black hole and a wormhole, and how all of these things just, it's fascinating. Wasn't it the other day we were talking about an asteroid the meteor showers, and what they are and where they come from, space junk, but not, you know, what we consider space junk are the satellites we've sent up, but space junk is actually pieces of planets from who knows where. That's what's so fascinating about it. Where do they come from? If there's no beginning and end to the universe, these things could have come, they could be tens of billions, these little chunks of whatever, tens of billions of years old. It's just, you know, you go there, and I'm sorry, I took away from you your time, Victoria.
That's fine.
I just got into, you know, the reality of all of this stuff, and it is, part of it comes from our focus on Earth Day and what we're doing, and do we save the planet? Is it important for us to save the planet? There's a new planet, Earth. NASA found over the weekend another Earth-sized world that's actually the first one that looks like us, that's in a solar system like ours, that's a third rock from its sun. It's pretty amazing. Did you watch the pink moon over the weekend?
No,
the pink
I didn't.
Moon?
No, I
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, there was a pink moon over the weekend. It's another thing. That's
was it actually
moons.
Pink?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's kind of pink. It changes.
I know it was a full moon Friday night, right? Or
yeah,
sometime.
That was something when it was. Yeah, yeah. I saw it actually early in the morning. I was going to the airport on Saturday to get the plane. I saw it up there. Then the sky had cleared off. But anyway, it's a lot of we're focused on Earth Day for sure today, getting rid of old things that are around that are junking up. You know, how many people today will think about the old paint cans they have around and the old batteries they have around, the old mattresses and the carpet and all the things that need to be recycled? This is another huge business that is very appropriate. We cannot keep. And this is not, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, this is nothing but a liberal conspiracy. Do you know how much horse manure that is? There's so much crap around, and you see it every day. Didn't you talk last week, Victoria, about the those little particles that are in the fish,
the
food we eat?
Yep, 73%. Yeah, 73% of North Atlantic fish have plastic, have microplastics in their digestive systems, and we're eating that fish.
So this is the kind of stuff to talk to kids about in school today.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, and to make them conscious after school is over. Help them understand how to recycle these batteries I was talking about, or the carpet, or the paint cans, or, you know, whatever happens. You know, the good thing about automobiles and steel, now I have I'm really cleaning up a lot of stuff because I have to around the farm, old equipment that I'm not using anymore, we're just cutting up and putting in the metal dumpster and bring it down to the recyclers, and they pay 80, 85 bucks a ton for it. But I've been doing that for years. I don't ever, I save everything and I destroy everything in a way that has utility to it. I think it's, you know, you don't just throw things away. You do what's important. And so if you were to take the old equipment around my farm or tractors or trucks or whatever, recycling all of that stuff, every single bit of your old car, your old truck, your old boat, whatever it is, all that stuff gets recycled and reused now, which is fabulous. Everything can be reused. The Chinese have sort of put a little wrench in the thing now because they're not taking, they're still taking the metal and that sort of thing and plastic, but they're not taking all of our garbage. We're trying to figure out what to do with that. And I think this is one thing that I think should be burned to produce energy. It's something that's there. You can't keep digging holes and burying it. You can't throw it in the sea. You've got to eliminate it. And so what negatives may come out of burning it, we just cannot keep piling. I mean, with what do we have, 7 billion people living on the planet? You know how much waste is created by that? That's
horrible.
Another thing
yep.
to be cognizant of today as we're thinking about our future. I think about the future in many different ways, but it is good to think about this. Here's something. I'm just looking in the L.A. Times this morning. This is a story about a woman on the highway in Palm Springs yesterday, who dumped a bag containing 7 3-day-old puppies.
Oh, I heard about this. She got caught on camera,
Coachella.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was on camera.
She was caught on camera.
Yeah. And it wasn't Coachella this weekend. Everybody was thinking about Coachella, except this took over some of the starch from it.
I hope they find her and they put her in jail.
Yeah.
And that's one case I'd say, you know what? If you abuse an animal, you go to jail.
Matter with you. Hey. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Coffee, red wine, are they leaving your teeth stained? Perfect risk-free solution that we have for you so you can become a more confident you is using Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in just 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that's it. Yep, I'm a radio guy, so I don't need to worry about how I look, except I like to look my best when I'm out and about. I'm even more conscious, ladies, of how I'm dressing, putting clothing on. My daughter looked at me yesterday, Dad, you're looking pretty good. I can find the stuff. I don't always need somebody to hold my hand. But the way people are sometimes judgmental, and it's part of human nature to be judgmental, looking at your teeth, people don't want to hang around people that don't have bright white teeth. They just don't. Yellow, ugly teeth, ugh, I don't hang around with somebody like that. So you want to amaze yourself and amaze your friends? Don't think twice about cracking a smile after you've used Power Swab. Super fast, super easy. A dentist approved, swab your teeth. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, smile. 5 minutes later, you'll see a difference. And you keep that up every 5, 6, 7 days for a couple of months, and you'll take care of the stains, and you'll keep them off, too. Power swabs, available only by calling 800-208-1797. I shouldn't say that because that's not true. The only way to get them at half price is to use that number and use the code DJV, all right? Can't get it online, can't get it in stores. Get the smoothest way to whiten your teeth with power swabs. All natural ingredients, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Again, that number, call it now. Use the DJV code, half the retail price for power swabs. Whitening up those beautiful teeth of yours. Let's be proud of the way we look. Power swabs at 800-208-1797.
Did you know that endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women and girls in America? I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and Board Chair of Women in Government. Endometriosis is a chronic disease that causes severe pain during and between periods. Sadly, women can suffer up to 6 to 10 years before being diagnosed, and up to one half of women with endometriosis have difficulty getting pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're suffering from pelvic pain that interferes with your life. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
I want to do a shout-out to Michael Paul, who runs Eagle Broadcasting, carrying this program. Been conversing back and forth with him a lot lately. He's become a real fan, which is kind of cool. WMXI in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I got an email from somebody who's listening here in Los Angeles who used the word charming, Victoria, to describe the program.
I love that.
She found out about it. It's word charming. Yes, okay. Charming is fine under the circumstances. Here's a good story about a fellow named James Elliott. Let's see if I can tell it in a minute. 19 years old. He was arrested by the police after committing armed robbery, drugs, that kind of stuff. He was arrested. He was sent to jail. And after serving 6 years in prison, he went back to school, and he defied all the odds. He became the number one student, the top community college student in the country at Delaware Technical Community College this past week. So this is a guy who goes to jail, learns his lesson, comes out, goes to school. I see a picture of him here crying as he's embracing his mother after being elected as the president of Phi Theta Kappa. Here's a guy that was in jail for 6 years. So you can fix yourself. You can improve yourself. You can do it. Congratulations to Mr. Elliott. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
Your
are better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here. His whiz is Chuck Curry. He's our movie news guy. It's Movie Moments on the DJV program. So The Wizard of Oz goes back to 1939, Chucker.
Yeah.
It still holds up, though. Well, it and Gone with the Wind both came out in the same year. Same guy put them together. They were both Oscar contenders. So what's the new news on Wizard of Oz?
I actually watched it last night on the big screen, the local theater I'm involved with, the Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg. We did some free screenings for its 80th anniversary, one a day. Yesterday, we had about 100 people show up. My wife, daughter, myself watched it. I had a really good time, and I still think it may not be, you could argue what the best film of all time is. It's very subjective. I don't think any film is, but this is clearly still one of the best films, one of the most enjoyable movies ever made.
Yellow Brick Road and all the characters so well known.
And
yeah, I agree.
And an absolutely perfect cast, spearheaded by Judy Garland, who was simply amazing in that film. And I got to tell you, when I watched it again on the big screen, I was amazed at the performance of Toto. Never did he veer off course in that movie. Always followed the rest of the group. Very good.
All right. So you're not following Game of Thrones, I'm guessing. I think you're like most of us.
I don't watch it.
It seems to be so popular, but yet nobody associated with this program except Kara watches it. I'm trying not to spoil. I'm just reading things about it, the critics and what have. I mean, you see this all. There's so much stuff now. These critics have got so much material to write about, whether it's movies or whether it's television programs, et cetera, et cetera. Do you pay any attention to critics at all?
I do. I think I think, like, I'm very curious, to be honest with you, the reaction, the critical reaction of Avengers Endgame, which hits theaters Thursday, anticipated to be the biggest opening of all time. I do believe it does make it. Listen, if something you like gets critically hammered, I don't think, you know, you may say it doesn't make a difference, but I think the legacy of something that gets hammered by critics is looked at differently long term than if it was praised by critics. And I think with Rotten Tomatoes, .com, I do think it makes a difference in the box office. So if a movie gets bad reviews or good reviews, yeah, I do think it makes a difference. Having said that, there's a lot of things that I've liked tremendously that critics didn't like. So it is subjective, but I'd rather something I like get praised by critics than hammered. I got to be honest.
Yeah. All right, so this weekend, there were no big blockbusters released because it was Easter weekend, much as anything else. I was looking around yesterday.
Just the horror film was number one, The Curse of La Llorona, which is part of the Conjuring universe, although it's a standalone film. That did well, $26 million. But everything else did so. It was one of the worst Easter weekends in the last 14 years. What did you see?
Movies around are crap. Yeah, that's really. I was trying to find a movie that I would see. I didn't have time yesterday, but I thought I might go if I have time later on this afternoon. I was trying to figure out what High Life is. I'm looking at. You know, I go to the movies and I see the trailers like you do. There are a lot of different trailers, and some of them jive with me, and some of them don't. But I'm looking around at some of these. I haven't seen trailers for a lot of this stuff that's floating around now. Have you?
No, I think some of this stuff is being dumped this time of year, but starting this week, you're going to see a lot more high-profile projects. I just want to get your opinion on this. It was announced on Saturday in TV News. Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear are going to do a 90-minute live event on May 22nd on ABC, redoing All in the Family and the Jeffersons in the 90-minute special. Woody Harrelson's going to play Archie Bunker. Marissa Tomei, Edith Bunker, Jamie Foxx, George Jefferson, and Wanda Sykes, Louise Jefferson. I get why they want to do it. It's going to be hard to pull off, but they got some really good acting talent.
Yeah, but they aren't. But they aren't Archie Bunker.
I have interest. You have interest?
No. Okay. None whatsoever. I don't care.
All right.
That is not the show. The show was Carol O'Connor.
True.
And then
Maureen Stapleton.
Maureen and the Gene Stapleton, the kids, Rob Reiner,
Sally Struthers.
Sally was great in it, but that was the show. So, you know,
let it
go and try to create something new. And Kimmel rubs me the wrong way anyway. Norman Lear's fabulous, though. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Chucker.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.